Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no.
All right, 12:05 on the Fan Lunch Hour, hour three of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the midday, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here, of course, till 1 o'clock, Maggie and Bart will come your way. Brian Riscona, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live and in living color. The Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. And the great Michael Irvin is brought to you by Bet America, America's sportsbook. Jersey Mike's a sub above, and by Prop Swap, the Hall of Famer, the three-time Super Bowl champion, one of the great wide receivers in the history of the game. Our good buddy, we love him. I think he's in London. Tally ho, Michael Irvin. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you guys doing, man? And Joe, listen, you rattled my brain last week. I went back. I said, wait a minute. I asked everybody, so who was it? It was only us four. I knew I couldn't remember a fifth receiver because it was only four.
On the round table.
Was, listen, man, you know, if you're a former football player, I'm telling you, this thing vexes you forever. This CTE stuff. So anytime you forget something,
right,
it's more than just you forgot something. You start wondering, okay, is everything okay? So I could not leave it alone. I went and they was like, no, Mike, it was only you forgot. I said, okay. So I'm not going crazy yet.
Don't go crazy.
We need you, Mike. You can't be going crazy.
And you also didn't offend any receiver that you right, forgot. You right, know? So that's right, the other good thing. Right, you didn't ruin a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, as a receiver, you try to say, well, listen, I only took maybe one or two hits a game, and they weren't really necessarily always in the head. I only caught five or six, seven balls a game, and maybe they got a good hit on me. Maybe once if they did, but that really wasn't in the head. So, you know, you just pull up all kinds of things to try to prove to yourself that you're okay. So right now, I'm okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Thank God, Mike. We need you, man. We do. Come on.
Hey. But that being said, okay in that situation, but them Cowboys are running me crazy.
The Cowboys have what we call the perfect elixir this week. They're playing the Jets. I mean, it's like a gimme. It's like you get another bye week. That's what it is, Mike. You get a bye week, but you get a win on top of it.
Yeah, buddy, I hate to have to tell you, but I definitely concur. You know what?
No, I know you do. Of course. Of course you do.
It's like, okay. It's just right now. It's Jets. The Dolphins,
Redskins,
the Bengals, the Redskins.
Yeah.
And no matter what ails you, the doctor will tell you, take two Jets and call me in the morning.
Amen.
You should be feeding five. Amen. And that's exactly what
it's about. And Mike, I'll tell you right now, you know, this is the other thing, too, about this game on Sunday, when I know my team's going to get killed, even though the quarterback's back, and the place is going to be like playing at Jerry World, because it's going to be 70% of the place is going to be Cowboy fans. That's the other thing.
Now, I can't tell you how many people are calling me looking for tickets. I have to try to tell people, listen, Jerry is not passing out free tickets all the time. You know, I get tickets here and there, and if I need tickets. But they say every week, brothers I got out there, and I mean, not African Americans, I mean, absolutely brothers and sisters.
I mean,
really family members.
Right.
And they
extend
to all of their people. It gets crass. Like, this is the Jets. Why are you calling me for the Jets? You don't want to go. Yes, they do. They want to go to that game. So So I'm expecting there to be a lot of Cowboys.
It'll be ridiculous.
What do you make of Dallas? Because start the year 3-0, but we also have to look at the opponent. The Eli Manning-led Giants, the Redskins, and the Dolphins. So two of the worst teams in the NFL. And obviously a step up in competition against the Saints and the Packers. And I don't even think the final score was as close as really the way that game played out. The officiating certainly helped out.
Yeah, it did.
So 5 games in, 3-2. What do you make on the state of the Cowboys?
I tell you, man, and I tell you, it's not just the way, it's not just you lose, it's also the way you lose when you're trying to be one of the top teams. You know, it's and you look at the way Dallas lost, you know, and New Orleans, the offensive line just got beat down. And you guys have heard me say it. I always tell people, if I want to beat a man, I attack his weakness. If I want to break him, I attack his strength, because he has nowhere to go if you attack his strength. You know, that's. And if you beat a man attacking his weakness, he reverts to his strength. If you beat a man attacking his strength, he has nowhere to go. And Dallas has lost games attacking their strength. They lost in the offensive line in New Orleans, man. And then they lose at home. Those are two strength places that you're supposed to say, hey, right here we're in a good position. And they lose those games. It will take something. They got to beat the, come back and try to beat the Jets. And then turn around and beat Philadelphia before they can get their man back, before they can get their man back and start feeling good about who they are.
You know, the Chiefs, to me, the stunner of the weekend to me was Kansas City losing to the Colts.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, and the Colts holding them to only 13 points in a game, too. And I know that Mahomes got banged up a little bit, but I tell you right, I got to give Frank Reich a lot of credit, man. This guy's a very good. I say this all the time, Mike. If I'm a Colt fan, I send thank you notes every day to Josh McDaniel that you didn't want to coach this team, and they wound up with Frank Reich because he's doing a hell of a job with the Colts.
He is doing. I'm telling you, Joe, I've said this 100 times to people. Every time we get ready to talk about Philadelphia, I want to talk about Frank Reich. I said, everybody, we're not talking about what Philadelphia did.
Right,
they did it with Frank Reich. Frank Reich took the backup quarterback and made him special. What is Frank Reich doing right now? He's taking a backup quarterback.
Indeed.
And making him special. He's doing it again. He is doing it again. You lost last year in the playoffs to that same team with the great Andrew Luck. With the great Andrew Luck. You come back with a backup quarterback and beat them like that.
When
the Chiefs are better than they were last year. Because last year it was all about Tyreek Hill. Not every week they find a dude that's going 50 yards for a touchdown. And Tyreek Hill ain't even been on the field lately, and they're still doing it. That's incredible what Frank Reich did, man. And you're right. They should send a thank you card, a Christmas bouquet,
yes,
or whatever you want to send to Josh McDaniels. And said, thank you, buddy, because we fell upon gold. Fell upon gold when you turned us away.
You know what, Mike? And if anybody knows something about backup quarterbacks, Frank Reich is the guy. Let's be honest.
Very true.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yep.
You know what? I said that to him at the Super Bowl. When we had the Super Bowl, Philly was in the Super Bowl. I walked up to him and I said, hey, man, it's amazing, man. I mean, think about it. It's amazing what he has done. He has the great comebacks. Some of the great comebacks in history of the game. Some of the great comebacks playing for Buffalo.
Against the U with Maryland.
Playing for Maryland. That's what I'm saying. Think about this. Oh, my God. This dude was a backup himself and came in and did the thing. And now he's coaching backups to come in and do it. It's an incredible career.
But my question in relation to that is the backup really a backup? I mean, Jacoby Brissett actually looks like a capable, I'm not saying he's a Pro Bowler, but he looks like a capable starting quarterback in this league. Obviously, the Patriots moved on from him, so they could thank the Patriots for something else, the fact they went out and traded for Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
But are you starting to buy that maybe he's not Andrew Luck, but maybe he is a competent starting quarterback in this league?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt he's a competent starting quarterback. But that's my whole point. I don't, you know, He with him or Nick Foles. When Nick Foles had the opportunity, Nick Foles did okay. When Nick Foles played under Frank Reich, Nick Foles took off. He just took off. That's when he took off. And just I just think Frank, he does such a great job at calling a game and keeping people at their strength. He does a Bill Belichick. He keeps everybody at their strength. We're going to allow you to just do what you do best. We're not going to ask you to do the things you cannot do, and we will win this game, and he builds a game plan around it. I find him to be an incredible coach, and I got the chance to tell him that, and when I do, I tell him all the time.
How good are the Packers? 4-1 right now. We saw them last week against your team. They looked pretty good last week as well. And it's really not all about Aaron Rodgers right now either with that team. How good is Green Bay in your mind?
Yeah, Green Bay is as good as anybody right now with that defense. That's the kicker for Green Bay right now. And all of these years, we watch what Aaron Rodgers does. And Aaron Rodgers, what he does is he blows your mind with some of the plays. He did the same thing in Dallas. He threw that ball down the sideline, man. He was running towards the sideline and threw a ball down the sideline and hit a guy perfectly in his hands right over the coverage, which was incredible. I said, man, no matter what offense you're calling, no matter who's missing, I said without Devontae Adams, the talent is great. Devontae Adams' talent is great. But without him, that may even be a blessing because now, as a defense, you have no point of attack with the Green Bay Packers. If Devontae's on the field, you say, okay, hey, let's focus on Devontae and play everybody else. You have at least a point of attack. But when he's off the field, you don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going with the ball, and I think that puts your defense in a tougher bind because now you're trying to play the whole field instead of stopping one guy and covering everybody else one-on-one. He's just an incredible talent, man. He can take any offense and make it work. And now that they have that defense, makes them filthy dangerous.
Yeah. We're talking to Michael Irvin about the NFL. I know it wasn't all Baker Mayfield's fault. The offensive line was terrible. He had the touchdown that was dropped, got kind of thrown up by Callaway off his stomach that got picked off. But what's wrong with Baker Mayfield right now?
Hey, Evan, that's a hell of a question, Evan. You said, I know it ain't all his fault, but what's wrong with him? What's wrong? We ain't gonna blame him, but something going on with you, buddy. What's going on with you? Now, you know, this is what it is in the NFL. And I love Richard Sherman throwing it out. The reality is, you know how people say bulletin board stuff doesn't matter, you know, I'm going to play hard anyway and all of that. That sounds fine. But if somebody gives you something extra, just a little extra stuff, it does matter. It matters. Right now, everybody wants to measure up against Cleveland because we've talked so much about Cleveland. Cleveland wasn't ready when Tennessee walked in because they're used to trying to hunt, and they're not used to being hunted. And now they are being hunted because of all the hype and because of Baker Mayfield mannerisms. I'll put that word out there like that. Baker Mayfield mannerisms and stuff like that. Now people are hunting them, and they're not prepared for it. It's like when I tell people, I said, man, when we came back from winning our first Super Bowl and we start winning Super Bowls, oh, my God, those games were hard. You wouldn't know you're supposed to blow this dude out, blow this team out, or blow that team out. And they come in, they look like the world's greatest teams when they're playing you. I just saw y'all on film get beat by 40. And now you want to come up here and play us to a 3-point victory. Now, why is this? Because they have the hype and intensity facing you. They are hunting you. And Cleveland has to match that hype, match that intensity when they're playing those guys because they are being hunted and they haven't matched up to that yet.
No doubt about it. Talking to the great Michael Irvin, who's in London. How about Buffalo? I mean, they're 4-1. They gave the Patriots their toughest game so far. They held them to 16 points. Really could have won that game. A lot of things that, you know, the Allen got hurt, different things. But how about the Bills right now? What's your thoughts on them?
I should have completed my thought on the Browns with what you're bringing up about the Bills and throwing that at San Francisco too. Let's put both of those
right. Okay.
In that box. Right.
Okay.
So both of them. We were like, we don't know about their 3-0. We don't know about their undefeated and everything. In the last few weeks, they've shown you, no. We for real. Buffalo has shown you with that defense, they're for real. Don't say what you want to say. They're for real. And San Francisco has shown you with that run game.
Yep.
Yeah, they're for real. you can say what you want to say, and I know it's hard for people to believe, Buffalo and San Francisco back on track. Yes, and because they got something that they do very well, and they're using that as their catalyst, and they're building out around it. Buffalo plays defense very well. They use that as the catalyst to win games, and they're building out as the season goes on around that, bringing in a better offense, run game, picking all of those things up. San Francisco has a great run game, and they're building out. Now that defense came play, Joey Bosa is healthy again, healthy now, and you saw what he did going after Baker Mayfield the other night. It's incredible to watch these young teams starting to mature and come of age.
How about the fact we've just talked in the last 10 minutes about two teams, Indianapolis and San Francisco? They're being led by Brady's former backups. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo
and
Jacoby Brissett. So, we've always talked about Bill as this genius, and he still is, by the way. But those two guys may legitimately be good. I mean, either one of them could be the heir to Tom Brady. I guess there doesn't need to be an heir to Tom Brady since he'll retire when he's 67 years old. But both of those guys are succeeding away from New England, Michael.
Damn, Evan.
What?
You just sent me another tailspin. I should have thought about that. Now, why did I think about that? Damn. Now I gotta discern what's going on in my head again. Why did I bring that up?
I'm sorry.
I swear. When you said it, I was like, hey, wait a minute. Oh, shoot, he's right. Why did I think about that? But that does tell you something. When you've been around greatness like they've been around, and they saw how greatness prepared, even when greatness was truly greatness already. They watched this man be monomaniacal, single-mindedness about his preparation, about how he goes about doing things. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker to all of it. He is the heart and soul of that football team at the quarterback position. I keep telling people, you cannot underestimate the power of being the heart and soul of a football team at the quarterback position, because we give the quarterback all the powers, all the leadership, all the rights. And now you're the heart and soul that gives the team such great leadership. And those guys got a chance to watch the very best to ever do it. I mean, the very best to ever do it firsthand. And they have taken those ways and moved on to the other teams, and they're benefiting from it.
All right, who could beat them? I mean, you know, I look at the schedule, right? And so far, the schedule has been pretty light. I mean, they did beat Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger, and they beat them up good on opening night. But, they've beaten the Redskins, they've beaten the Jets, they've beaten Miami. But who can beat the Patriots in your mind? Is there anybody that can beat them?
Trust me, they won't go undefeated.
Okay.
They won't go undefeated.
All right.
But they'll scare us with the undefeated. And just imagine if things would have worked out with Antonio Brown, where they would be right now is another atmosphere, another stratosphere. We would certainly be talking about comparing what they're doing now to what they did in 07. And this time, can they complete the task of being undefeated, if they had them? I guarantee you they were in that Stephon Diggs whole race that everybody keeps talking about when they said plenty of teams ask about Stephon Diggs, because he understands. This is what Bill understands. Belichick understands. For years, Belichick won with we won't call it the top talent at the wide receiver position. He won with, the Deion Branches, who I think are great players.
Right, right.
But he won with the system. And now,
right,
when you see Kansas City doing what they're doing, And they have certain talent at those spots. That's why Bill Winning got talent at receivers now, and he's just an incredible guy. I tell you, I still think Kansas City has a chance. I think Kansas City has a chance because they're so explosive. But in the AFC, I think that's about it. I think Kansas City is about it.
That's it.
In the AFC right now,
And you're right, and I think that right now is going to remain the same. Things can change in the NFL very quickly, but I think that right now will qualify in January. And on the other side, the NFC just feels as open as possible. I mean, I think you can make an argument for 7 or 8 teams, literally, to come out of that conference. It feels that wide open right now.
Yeah, and that's why, as upset as I am about Dallas Cowboys, because the playoffs started today, they wouldn't even be in the playoffs, But the reality is, all right, just what you said, the thing's wide open. We got some time now. Let's go get some things straight and get it back, because you just got to get in the tournament. It is wide open. in the NFC, and any one of the, there's a few teams that come out of the NFC, and all of that too leans towards San Francisco having a great opportunity to get farther than they've been in a long time because it's so wide open and they look so complete.
Well, I'll tell you, San Francisco and the Rams this week. The Rams are a little bit of a tailspin. Two straight losses for them. They got that beatdown with 55 points against them with Tampa Bay. They lost a tough one last week when Zuerlein barely missed that field goal that would have won the game against Seattle. And they played the Niners this week. I mean, that's a huge game for really both teams. But the Rams and a little bit of a tailspin, Mike.
Yeah, and I was at that game in Seattle, man. And when I saw that ball go wide right, I said, oh, my God. Oh, they just lost this game. Back-to-back losses coming out of Tampa Bay, now Seattle. And they're looking at San Francisco. And San Francisco is looking at this as, this is a prove-it week. Yeah, yep, we beat Cleveland, but this has to be the prove-it week because you climb by going through the steps. You get good. Then you get good in your division. Then you start stating your claim on the conference. And then you get in a Super Bowl. So this is a huge step for San Francisco to match wits with the team that has dominated the conference, the division the last few years, and to try to show that they're better than that team right now. That's a big game. I don't even know which way I'm going in that game right now, to be honest with you, because you know you're going to get the Rams' best. And there's so much online. The genius tag. The genius tag for McVay, that thing's starting to dangle now.
Right. It starts
to dangle. It don't take long in the NFL before we start dangling them tags. Like, hey, wait a minute now. I'm going to take that tag back if you don't get something done out here pretty soon. We're going to have to take that tag back.
Right.
You know, he gets up there and he says, yeah, it's on me. I called a bad game. I got to get it right. Okay. You don't call this one right. We're going to have to get that tag pretty soon. So, yeah, this is a big game for the Rams.
And Shanahan, maybe he's the genius now, you know?
I've always said that. I do a show in San Francisco. I tell people all the time. Because at one point, you know, the guys I do a show with in San Francisco, they were trying to talk about getting rid of Shanahan like a year and a half ago. I said, whoa, stop. I said, are you guys joking? Like, this man, he keeps finding you backups that look like and playing backups that look pretty good. You know, when Gronk was out, I mean, look at what he's doing. The design of his running game is so incredible because he does different things with blocking schemes that catch people offside, catch people by surprise. And every time they're running the ball, look like they're breaking off 7, 8, 10 yards every run. And I say this too. I know Arthur Blank is kicking himself in the you-know-what. Mm. Arthur Blank is saying, I should have gotten rid of Dan Quinn and gave that man the job when I had him. I should not have let him out the building in Atlanta because now they see what's going on in Atlanta was all Mike Shanahan.
Man, they're gonna blow it up. Kyle, Atlanta's going to blow it up, I think.
Oh, they're going to have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're
going to have to. Right?
Yep.
You can't have that kind of talent. You cannot have that kind of talent. Man, they got offensively, it's incredible what they're sitting on offensively. It's incredible, but they're just not winning ball games, and they're going to do something with that.
Yeah. How, for the Giant fans listening, how do they beat the Patriots tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm up in there rattling in my head.
What's the pathway to victory?
Right, the roadmap, right? What is Colin right. Call it? There's a roadmap to victory every game.
What's that roadmap?
Look at how hard that is. You don't have one of the best running backs with you in Saquon. You don't even have Sterling Shepard. You shipped off Odell Beckham. I mean, Evan Engram, now he's hurt. I mean, there's a lot going on. If Danny Dimes can get in there and somehow, some way win this game, man, we're going to, hey, boy, I'm telling you, he ought to put his name in the hat. Boy, he may be able to get a presidential vote or some votes on this thing because that's what it'll take a miracle for them to win this game, especially a rookie quarterback going up against Belichick. Belichick, you know, it's like a million and one on rookie quarterbacks, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's a good measuring game for him, but there's no way I think
they'll win. You know, I got to tell you this, because if you don't know this, okay, he's lost to five rookie quarterbacks since he took over the Patriots. And two of them were Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith.
Yeah.
No, right. Serious. I mean, right. Just think about that for a second, Mike. How unbelievable!
And you
is
know
that?
What that says? You know what that says? Because I totally
Rex Ryan should still be coaching the Jets. Is that what it says?
No.
Well, it does. I mean, he should be, but that's me. You know what do I know, right?
When I see it, we were talking the other day about one of the cornerbacks. You know, and I say he's really a truly shut down corner. Jalen Ramsey is a shut down corner. One of the few we have in the game. In this game now, we have their own team shut down the shutdown corner. Remember last year when Redskins shut down Josh Norman? A couple weeks ago, you saw the Jets shut down Trumaine Johnson, shut down the corner.
Something? He stinks, Trumaine Johnson. He's as much a shutdown corner as you were as a second-rate wide receiver. That's exactly what he stinks. Trumaine Johnson couldn't cover me right now and my two artificial hips and 66 years old. All right? Let me just say Trumaine Johnson's a shutdown corner? What? I love you, Mike. I mean, come on. I got venom, Mike. Mike, I got venom when I think of Trumaine Johnson.
Exactly,
this guy, $72.5 million for this freaking stiff.
He stole. He's stealing. He's stealing. But this is what I'm telling you. I joke with people. I say I got to go 1-on-1 with Deion Sanders, Daryl Green, Aeneas Williams, Ross.
Right, there you go. Now you're talking.
I went through gold jackets, true shutdown corner to get my gold
ring.
And I could play those guys. You know why it's better for me to play those guys? It's the same reason Bill has lost to the quarterbacks you talked about. It's better to play the guys that you know play the game logically. So I understand when I see Deion in one set, I know what he has because I know how he plays the game. I know how he reads down in distance. I see Rob Woodson. These are the best of the best. I know they read it the right way. So when I know how to set up playing those guys. It's the guys that are doing their own damn thing that gets you all confused because you're trying to play a chess match with people that are making moves that aren't even right moves, and you're saying, oh, my God, this is causing me all kinds of problems. When a guy's supposed to be in man, he's sitting in zone. When a guy's supposed to be in zone, he's playing man. And I'm reading the rest of the coverage as zone, so I'm running my route to beat a zone, and here comes this nut playing in a man coverage. I'm like, dude, you're in the wrong coverage, dude. You're in your, yeah, man, I'm right here, Mike. I said, oh, God, you're lucking up on stuff. You're just guessing and looking up on stuff. That's what Bill is going through with Geno and guys like Mark Sanchez. You know, he sets his defense according to the great quarterbacks that he has to play against. And he's playing rules. And here comes these knuckleheads who's breaking rules because they don't do things the right way.
Interesting.
And they're sometimes the toughest guy to beat.
Interesting.
You know, you mentioned earlier about the Giants and who they don't have. They don't have Odell Beckham Jr. I could say this, 5 weeks into the year. He's been terrible.
Yeah. What's so good? He threw a nice pass the other night.
If you take out the Jet game at MetLife Stadium,
right.
His numbers are awful. He had two or three drops in the game on Monday night. So, yeah. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. has to be one of the biggest disappointments
in the
NFL.
Can I say this to you, Mike? I want to say this to you. You should sit down with Odell Beckham Jr. because, to me, Odell Beckham Jr.'s problem is this. Football's not the number one end-all, be-all for this guy. That's the reason that he is not the great player he should be, in my mind. What do you think about that?
Well, and also, I know he loves the game because, I've talked to Odell. I know how much he loves the game. But there's been so much given to Odell because of that catch and so much given to him early because of the way he made that play on Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. And we've blown it out.
Right.
We've blown out. Sometimes what you have to do is just get back to saying all of that stuff. I wanted to go away. I just want to focus on being a great football player and wearing a watch. Picking those battles. There's only so much brain equity you can dispel. I can't keep putting out brain equity on every little thing. I have to focus it and narrow it. And that's why football teams always talk about distractions, because you only have so much brain equity. I can't put it on all of that stuff. I have to focus on how to get this done. And that thing, I think, will help Odell. Mm. He's a phenomenal talent, guys.
No, there's no disputing the talent. That's a different story.
And those drops, it's not that any drops are good drops, but those drops were just like they were just a quick hitch to turn around. You know, they're trying to get him on a quick screen play, and he's running with the ball before he gets the ball.
Yeah,
he's trying now. What you see there is he's trying to do too much now because he's hearing the noise rattle.
Sure.
Up his
hey,
back.
Look, none of those drops were as bad as the Callaway drop, in which he has the ball in his stomach for a touchdown
and hands it
and
to
the
him
ball
for a pick.
Plops into the air for a pick. Yeah, I mean that's as bad as it gets.
Yeah. It was a low throw.
Yeah, but it's in his chest, Mike. Come on.
Right. And what he was trying to do, I've been there, what he was trying to do is reach down and get it and get across the end zone. He was already putting his hand in motion to scoop the ball up low and then put it across the end zone.
Right.
Which what happens is we try to scoop it and the natural body defense comes in because you're coming across the middle of the field. There's a natural. And if you take your hand towards your eye real fast and try to say, I'm not blinking, your body naturally blinks. It doesn't care about what you're saying in your mind. Your body, your eyes naturally blink because it's trying to protect itself. It's a natural body defense. I had to learn this stuff, man. So I was running slant routes. And every time I run a slant route, sometimes people aren't even there, and I'm tightening up. My body's naturally tightening up. They're taking a door a hit because they're going in the dangerous area.
Right.
That's when I started saying, okay, I tell you what, I'm going to stop catching in my hands, because if you're catching in your hands, the worst thing you can do is tighten up because your hands lock up, the ball hits your hand and hit the ground. Or if it's a low catch, your hands tighten up, the ball hits your hands and pop bike up in the air. So I said, I'm going to catch this in my chest now. So if I tighten up, that's fine. It doesn't stop me from catching the ball. And that ball has to be thrown right on Callaway. That's nitpicking, because he still has to make that catch. That's why we're paying you the money. But that ball has to be put on his chest so he can catch it. And even if he gets hit, he gets knocked down in the end zone with a touchdown.
You know, we got to run, but I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to leave you with this, and I know you can't answer it, so I'm going to say this. Do we really need football in London? I mean, really? I know you can't answer it. I'm just we really don't need the NFL in London. Okay, I know you can't answer it. You work for the NFL Network,
but Joe, at least it's not in China.
It isn't in China,
so that's a win. That's a win.
God forbid the Super Bowl is ever in London. Oh my God!
I tell you what, you walk when you're in London, man. You're here. They have every jersey.
That's
everywhere. They come in. They're so big.
America's game.
Dude, I should answer to you this way.
America's game.
They're going to leave. You think they're going to leave this money
here? No, I understand
you
what
think
it
them
is.
Owners, they won't do that. Mike,
I know the answer to it all. I'm just saying, you know, this is as a football fan, okay, it's America's game, you know.
A 9:30 a.m. start, though, is cool, Joe.
Well, that's okay.
That's kind of fun.
But the hell with London. Anyway, Mike, I love you, Mike. I love you. You know I do.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. All right, now, and the 9:30 start is fun for us. But think about all the wives who saying, now my morning's gone. At least I had a morning. Now my morning's gone. Oh, my God.
That's a fair point. Very fair.
All right, Mike, enjoy London, Mike. Tally-ho.
All right, guys. Appreciate you guys.
See you, Mike.
Michael Irvin, London does not look so bad right now. Considering what's going on with China.
There's no comparison.
It's like, London, that's not too shabby.
Yeah, Brexit, who cares?
We'll come back with your phone calls, 877-337-6666. Wall Hour Paint and Design with 17 locations and 100 years strong. They are Westchester, Rockland, and Putnam Counties. number one destination for Benjamin Moore Paint, Stain, Ace Hardware, and Design Services. From start to finish, they have you covered for all professional needs and home projects. If you're a pro or just want to paint like one, Wall Hour is the only place to get your Benjamin Moore Paint and first-class service doing it right the first time. Visit wallhour.com for more info. Listening to us on WFAN.com or the radio.com app. You have a lot of choices, or you can ask your smart speaker to play WFAN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.